When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
The party starts now!
Because it's Friday! Friday! Day.
Daddy, we came to help a little soul in need. Daddy, we came, come and love. This is
everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance.
Three dads, rock steady, your last weekend. I'm ready.
Hello people, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today we're going to do a song title battle. If you have listened to music for any length of time, you know that song titles get repeated constantly. Can you imagine how many songs in music history are titled as Tonight, or Angel, or Changes, or Hold On, or Let It Go? There might be hundreds. On this installment of our Friday Quick Fix, we're going to talk about five different versions of a song titled Tell Me. And this time, I wouldn't classify all five as quote-unquote hard rock or metal. Instead, some are off the beaten path. Don't skip over any of the songs, because I'm going to ask you your favorite when we're all done. Man, is this going to be a little bit different, but it is going to be fun. Let's get started.
You can help out the podcast greatly by leaving us a five-star review at Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Spotify. The links are in the show notes, or just drop us a line at our email, growinguprock@gmail.com.
We're going to go in alphabetical order and start with the straight-ahead boogie-woogie rock band called Fastway. Formed in 1982 by Motorhead guitarist Fast Eddie Clark and UFO bassist Pete Way, which unfortunately have both passed away in recent years, the band was on and off together in some form from 82 to 2018 with a couple of hiatuses thrown in. In the end, Fastway ended up releasing 7 full studio albums, and their version of this song ended up on their second album released in 1984 called All Fired Up. So here is Jerry Shirley on drums, Charlie McCracken on bass, Dave King on vocals, and Fast Eddie Clark on guitar with their version of Tell Me. Next, we're going to go off the beaten path with a band called Groove Theory. Who? Yeah, I get it. Most of our listeners probably don't know them, and even if you did, you would call them a one-hit wonder, and they are an R&B band, so you probably have no idea who Groove Theory even is, and you haven't heard of them. But they were an American duo. As I said, I would classify them as R&B, and some people now would call them neo-soul, whatever that means. Groove Theory was only active from 1993 to 2001 and only ended up releasing one self-titled studio album. The album ended up selling gold in 95, and their version of this song title was released as the first single and topped out at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1995. The four songs it couldn't beat out on November 18, 1995 were: at number 4, You Remind Me of Something by R. Kelly. Yikes. At number 3, Runaway by Janet Jackson. I don't even remember that song. And number 2, Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio, which is from one of my wife's favorite movies, Dangerous Minds. And at number 1, Fantasy by Mariah Carey, whose career was ultra hot in the mid-90s. So here is Groove Theory with their version of Tell Me.
I've been doing my own thing. Love is always a way of having bad timing. But to my great surprise,
Pantheon Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Moving right along with our third contender, we're going to go with a band you've probably never heard of called Takara. This band was born on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles in 1987. They had a hard time getting started because their first album wasn't released in 93, which we all know that was way too late for melodic hard rock to have a chance. The only reason I even know anything about these guys is because one of my man crushes, Mr. Jeff Scott Soto, was involved in the band for a little while. I'm not sure how much this band toured, but technically they were active from 1987 to 2019 and released 5 studio albums. The earlier ones felt more melodic rock, the later ones felt a little more prog rock. Their version of this song title was released in 2001 on an album called Perception of Reality, and it just kind of shows a bit of their prog side. Perception of Reality was their 4th studio album, and also was the first one not to include Jeff Scott Soto as the lead vocalist. So here is Michael Flatters on vocals, Neil Gruske on guitars, Carl DeMarco on bass, Brooke Hansen on keyboards, and Chad Clark on drums with their version of Tell Me.
Away the lonely
our fourth version, we're going to go with a well-known person in Kiss circles, but relatively unknown in the rock world, and that person is Todd Howarth. First of all, let me say, Todd is the nicest guy ever. I've had the chance to meet him on a couple of occasions now, and he's always so humble and unassuming. Kiss fans know Todd from his Fraley Comet days, which to me personally, the songs sang by Todd were some of my favorites on those first two Fraley Comet albums. But since the 90s, Todd has been doing his own thing. When he feels creative and wants to release some music, he does. Over the years, Todd has released 5 solo studio records, and since Homie is uber talented, he pretty much did the records all by himself. His version of this song is off of his 2010 release called Opposite Gods. By the way, check out his website if you want to hear any of his other stuff. Now, I'll warn you, what you're about to hear is not Fraley's Comet type stuff. It's a bit darker. Check out Todd's version of the song title, Tell Me. And for our final contestant, we have the band XYZ. XYZ doesn't have a ton of albums out there. They only released 3 in total, and 2 of the 3 are pretty hard to find. XYZ is on Spotify, though, if you want to give them a chance, because in the underground hair metal circles, XYZ is considered pretty damn good. This band is the dictionary definition of a band that was too late to the party for the type of music they were doing, with their first album coming out in late 1989. Now, technically, this band is still active. I hope they end up on the upcoming Monsters of Rock cruise, because I've always loved the songwriting and the singer's voice. Their version of this song was released on an album called Letter to God in 2003. So here is Terry Alou on vocals. If that name sounds familiar, Terry was Great White singer for 9 years. Joey Shapiro on drums, Tony Marcus on guitar, and Pat Fontaine on bass with their version of Tell Me. That's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Okay, not gonna lie. Basically, all of these choices were a bit off the normal path. If you didn't like the songs, thanks for suffering through them. And if you like most of them, then as our friend Terry Glaze would say, you're welcome. Don't forget to share your favorite of Tell Me with us via Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, or email. If you're wondering which one of these 5 was my favorite, I will tell you. Get it? Tell me. Tell you. Get it?
That's funny. I don't care who you are right there.
It's honestly not funny if I have to explain it. But anyways, it was a fairly easy choice for me. I'm going with Groove Theory. Their version is so catchy, and I hum it all the time. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.